Still offering aid. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The White House says it's still giving money and equipment to Ukraine as Russia claims Ukraine attacked a fuel depot.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki would not confirm reports regarding a strike on a Russian fuel depot, but when asked to respond to Russia's claims that Ukraine attacked and that it makes peace talks harder, Psaki said,
"This is a war that President Putin started, a brutal war with Russia's forces continuing to bombard cities across Ukraine and commit terrible acts of violence."
She did confirm that we have sent equipment to Ukraine to help in the event of a chemical attack, reminding that the U.S. and allies have warned
about the potential for Russia to use chemical or biological weapons in Ukraine, and that Moscow is possibly planning a false flag operation.
Ukrainian officials deny they are responsible for the fuel depot attack. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Defense Department has announced it will provide another $300 million in security assistance to Ukraine to include laser-guided rocket systems, drones, and commercial satellite imagery services. Congress is a step closer to taking marijuana off the list of illegal drugs.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Gerald Nadler says the legislation leaves questions of legalization up to states. The committee's top Republican, Jim Jordan, questions the priorities of Democrats.
Legalizing drugs and using American tax dollars to kickstart and prop up the marijuana industry.
Senate Democrats are pledging a vote on the marijuana bill this month, though it likely lacks the 60 votes needed to advance.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Sarah Palin has announced she will run for the House seat that had been held for 49 years by Don Young, who died last month. Palin joins a crowded field as at least 40 others are looking to fill that seat. Will Smith has resigned from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences after slapping Chris Rock at the Oscars last Sunday. The Academy has accepted his resignation. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Senate will soon take up a bill passed in the House that would cap life-saving diabetic drugs at $35.
The Affordable Insulin Now Act would force any group insurance health plan to cap the cost of monthly insulin at $35. Minnesota Rep. Democrat Angie Craig sponsored the bill.
Prescription drug companies who are selling insulin today really are robbing the American people.
Though Republicans like Washington Rep. Kathy McMorris Rogers argue it's a gimmick for Democrats.
This bill does not bring down the cost. It only shifts the cost.
That the House bill would not help other drug costs or the uninsured. It also comes after the Biden administration repealed a 2019 Trump-era regulation to ensure a lower cost of insulin at federally funded health centers. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
New vehicles sold in the U.S. will have to travel an average of at least 40 miles per gallon in 2026. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's new requirements increase gas mileage by 8% per year for model years 2024 and 2025 and 10% in the 2026 model year. Dictionary.com announces hundreds of new entries.
Dictionary.com's latest editions focus on homelessness, disability, the pandemic, and pop culture, including unsheltered, unhoused, anti-vaxxer, anti-masker, and accessibility phrases like auto caption and alt text. Also a nod to online trends including NFT, Metaverse, Memefy, and Generation A, defined as the generation born between about 2010 and 2025. The updates include 235 new entries, 72 new definitions in existing entries, and over 1,000 revised definitions. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow plus 139. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.